you've been out here a few times, and so it sounds like you've done work out here. What is the city of Eureka currently doing? I saw that, you know, the plans for a homeless camp had been scrapped.
Right.
As they were. What do you think is the next step forward?
Well, the MAC opened yesterday, so that's a big piece. That's not what the city's doing, clearly, but that is going to be a big piece, not the only piece. And also, we've gotten our looking at a focus strategies implementation plan. Right now, they're looking at housing stock and trying to find housing for folks. So if you have places that you're willing to rent, let us know, and we'd be happy to happy to help you out with that. Yeah.
Okay. With these cleanups, I mean, like we've been doing these, you know, for months now, and I don't know. I don't know if there are any statistics as far as reduction of how many people are out here or anything, but like, do you see these as being effective in
yes.
some capacity?
Yeah, I think they're effective in two ways. One way is there's that opportunity to build relationships with people, which is a huge piece, I think, of the puzzle in helping people, giving up people opportunities and developing that trust.
Yeah.
And then secondly, I just the idea of never having a cleanup with as much trash as we get out of here and that comes out of here in a week-long period is horrifying.
You told me that you'd come back here and you'd done some work with John Shelter.
I have.
Can you talk a little bit about like that experience?
That was a great experience. In fact, I'm going to be doing that more. Again, it's about building relationships with folks and that trust, so that when the opportunity is available, we can, you know, make that or help them with that bridge.
Okay.
But John, he does, you know, it's neat. He hires homeless people, he pays them, and they do the work. And then now Wednesdays they have a lunch that they have, a free lunch where people that work can come and have lunch with them. So
a couple minutes ago we were talking to this lady over here, and she had a fire on what she referred to as her property. And we were just talking a little bit about, you know, just the mentality of the people here. I mean, like, what do you think the people here think about this place, and just do they have ownership over it, and like what is?
I think, you know, it's more about survival, and you know, everything that's owned, I mean, it's they've had to get somehow some way, and so the fact of not of their stuff being moved or taken it can be very very hard to accept, I think. And also, you know, out here is not necessarily the healthiest climate as far as theft and victimization, so you know, you've got to be on your toes all the time, I think.
But what's you say you're not officially helping out here today? Is
not today. I would have liked to. I just came out to see like how this process works differently than with John Shelter, because I think both are important. And I wanted to also come out where there were people out here so that I could talk to folks and just kind of get to know some people that are living out here and, you know, that type of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome so much.